Okay, today's Daf is Maaseros Daf Chaf Dalet, and we continue with the third parak of Maseches Maaseros. We're on the last line, our second to last line on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. But just one ha'ara. I mentioned yesterday that the Or Sameach had suggested that the question in our Gemara about the last line about weeding, when I weed and take out the old stuff, is that going to be create a an allowance for the worker to take? So maybe this says the Arzameach was connected to Malfokas in the Bavli Moikatan Daf Beis about Menachesh, about weeding, whether Menachesh is Mishum Mai Masrinbo, Mishum Zoreya, or Mishum Chorish, which Malacha it is. But it's interesting that the Lashon of the Gemara is not just which Malacha is it, but Mishum Mai Masrinbo. For what are you Masra? Do you give Hasra? And Tosfos and the Rishonim deal with the question of, that's interesting. You have to give the hasra'a when a person is about to violate an isser. So somebody says, if you eat that, then you're going to get punished. Okay, that's hasra'a. Do I have to also say, if you eat that, then you will violate this and this avera, and you will get punished? And the person says, I'm an askin aniyosa. So you might have said, okay, you have to say the avera. If you're violating Hilchos Melacha Shabbos, you have to say which malacha it is, and if there's a machlokas about what the malacha it is, you got to make sure that you pass it like the right person. Like, you have to say the exact, that's what it sounds like from the Gemara, Mishum Mai Masrin Bay. What hasra do you give? So Tosfos there, Mishum Mai Masrin, Tosfos, Moed Katan, Dabez Mabez, De'ein Adam Loke V'lo Neherag, Ela Bahasra, Shemasrinan Bo, Lo Tase Hach Isura. Mikra the Tzorach Lafari Shama Isser Behed Yolukin in Sanhedrin. Sounds like from Tosfos, you have to say the specific Isser. But the Chiddush is that, what do you mean? Lo Sasa Kol Malacha is the Isser. You have to say more than that. You have to say that which Malacha is it? So some Rishonim, the Tosfos Rid discusses it here. Yeah, maybe you do. So some Rishonim would say you have to say the exact Malacha of Shabbos. Others say that, well, if you don't say a Malacha, so maybe they won't take you seriously. They'll think you're joking. Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel says, well, you don't have to say the specific malacha, but you can't say the wrong malacha. And Mishum Mai Masrinan Bei really means, well, don't say the other one. Tosfos there in Klal Gadol, on Daf Ayin Gimel and Shabbos, there the Gemara talks about what is zomer, pruning, right? Is that zoreya? Is that noteya? So the Gemara Tosfos says there, Ein lo chiech mikad tzorach lahasos atol demakama. Don't prove from here that when you have to say the av malacha, which the tolda is included in. Tehalo kamar shetzorach lahasroso mishum zoreya, elam deim hisra mishum zoreya dechayev. Doesn't say that you have to do this, it just means that if you did this, you're chayev. But if you look in Masechta Shabbos, there it is mashba, they have to mention the av. But then Tosfos says, maybe not. Maybe it means Mishum Mai Masrina Beishayev, Rabbi Mishum Borer, Alam Mizrba Mishum Marakade. If you say the wrong one, Kiva the Masrina Mishum Dover Sheino Domelo Husavar Shu Maligbo. You think that the guy's joking, Upatr. Avalam Hisro Bostam Al Tashamer, Chayev. Tosfos says, maybe you don't need to say the specific Asra, but if you say the wrong one, the guy will think that you're joking. So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim, what you have to say. There is a Rashi in Shavuos on Daf Chaf, which the Minchas Chinuch loves. One of those sources. There are five or six sources that the Minchas Chinuch loves to quote every couple of mitzvahs. The Taz and Yeridea about God, the Rabbanan going against the Rabbanan going against what it says before in the Torah, the Rabbanan affecting Daraises, but this Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf. Rashi there sounds like you have to quote the Pasuk. You have to quote the Pasuk when you give Asra. Right? You're going to violate this Pasuk. So you have to be a big Talmid Chacham to give Asra. You have to know the exact Pesukim about which the Isser is based on. But either way, that whole discussion comes from Mishum Mai Masrinan, which the Or Sameach connected to our Gemara. Okay, so we're on the second to last line here on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Rav Chagai. Rav Chagai Shaala Chavraya. Rav Chagai asked the rest of the Chavra. Mao Ahan Pater, Tzadin Hacha. Why are you Pater here? So usually when you think, well, you Pater here, it's going on. So we had a Mishnah. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out here that this is a mistake in the printing. This Al Gemara belongs after the Mishnah on Daf Chavav. But, you know, in certain older editions of the Yerushalmi, they used to have all the Mishnayos of the Perek at the beginning, and then all the Gemaras afterwards. And then later on, it was split up, but sometimes the printer, he says, didn't get it exactly perfect where it's supposed to be. But this Gemara that we're about to have is really a commenting on the Mishnah later on. You see on the And Chaim Kanievsky here on the bottom, he says, Mikan ve'eloch kula nami amastisan de la halon koi. This is all going on the Mishnah on Daf Chavav. V'hamatfisim ta'u v'hitfisu ha-Mishnah achar kamadafim. They printed the Mishnah too late. They printed it later on. V'yachi taninan. And this is what you learn. So we have to learn that Mishnah in order to know what's going on here. So the Mishnah in the Kabbalah of Daf on Daf Chavav, Daf Chavav ibn Aleph. Person's walking on the street. Matzah kitzitzos. He sees figs lying on the floor. He sees katzitzos, baderech, on the road. Afilu bitzad sada katzitzos. Even if there's a fig tree right on the border of my friend's field, and there are figs now on the sidewalk, and clearly, you know, these figs fell from that tree. You know, they're on the floor now. V'chein te'ena shi no tala derech umata tachta te'enim. Either if you find katzitzos, which are maybe a little processed figs, or here, the one that I just described, you find fresh figs that have fell right off the tree. Mutaras mishum gezel upturas benamaisrus. There's no gezel, you can pick them up and take them. Mutaris vishim gezel. And pturas ben amaisrus, and you don't have to take off pturas ben amaisrus beforehand if you're eating it there and you're snacking. Right? Mutaris vishim gezel, pturas ben amaisrus. That's the Mishnah. So now our Gemara asks, why is that? Why are you allowed to take it and there's no iser gezel? And why is there no chiyav in maisrus? So now back to our Gemara. That's what Rav Chagai asked the Chevra. Why are you putter in that case? Amrule, so the Chavraya, the Chevra said, Mishum ochel arai besadev upater. Well, we know if you're outside in the field and you eat arai, so then you're a putter, right? That's not an achilas keva. The top mara folda ain derech lecho basada elahavile arai. This is not normal eating. People don't eat on the run in the field, so that's like snacking. That's not eating, and therefore it's arai, and therefore afilu ochel harbe arayu. You can even eat a lot. I see the mara folda says the same thing. The amasnisan de matzah kitzios koi, the milsaya de Rav Chagai bnei Yeshiva. It's going on that Mishnah. It's going on that Mishnah. It's just printed here. Good. Says the Gemara. Amar lo. Rav Chagai answers this chavraya. The chavraya said, "Oh, you know why? There's no gezel and there's no meiser because they're eating it in an arai way, which would mean, according to that, if he would bring it into his home, that he would have to take off meisers. You don't have to take off meisers." So Amar Loner of Chagai says, I think that's wrong. I don't think that's the pshat of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Pater ben amaisrus. What does Pater ben amaisrus sound like? Pater, period. Pater, this tvua, these figs do not need maisrus no matter what. So Amar Lon, V'koasinon, Mathnishon, Mishem Ochel, Arai, Besadavu, Pater. Right? You think that's true? Two problems, some say. First of all, that's obvious. We know that from other Mishnahs. We know that from the first parak. You need this Mishnah to teach me that you eat, if you eat Arai, you're going to be Pater. You know that already from elsewhere. Right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, you know that from the first parak. So, number one, that can't be because it's pashut. And number two, you might say, pater means pater. Doesn't mean pater only now, if you eat it in the sada. So, ela mishum hefker. Sometimes in fey and vase are switched. Means hefker. The reason it's hefker, because it fell down, it is now hefker. The owner is miyayish. The owner has no focus on getting it back. He knows when he has figs next to the border and they fall out into the street, he's mafker them. And we know the halacha is hefker is not chayav and maisers. What's the first Mishnah in our Masechta? First Mishnah in our Masechta we had. What are the requirements? Even though Peah had five requirements, what are the at least three requirements of maisers? Koshu ochel v'nishmar v'gidulim in aretz. Right? It has to be nishmar. So hefker is putter. And it's always putter. I mean, even if I bring it into my home, it was putter when it grew. So that's what it means. Shekinim mechlis l'bayis putter. Even if you bring it to your house, it is going to be putter, right? It's not, even if it's not an arai, it is mutter. So that is number one. Continuing. Ditani or tani, it says in the Tosefta, as follows, matzah kalkala mechupa ba'alin. What happens if you find, not just figs on the street, but you find a basket? There's a basket, and the basket is full of figs, and it's covered with leaves, which if you remember, earlier Mishnah in the Masechta said, covering with leaves is the gemar malacha of collecting in the basket. So you find a basket, it's in the middle of the street maybe, but it's covered with leaves. So then, asur mishum gezel, number one, you can't take it, because somebody obviously left it here, and the leaves on top are his simen, of that it's mine, I put these specific leaves there, and therefore you can't touch it. The chayav is b'maisrus, and it's also chayav and maisrus, as we said, because that's gemar malacha. We had earlier in the Masechta, the leaves on, that's the finishing of the processing. So therefore it is Asur. Explains the Gemara. Asur mishum gezel, mishum davar sheish bo simanim. This is a davar that has a simen, right? How do you return lost items? The mitzvah of Aveda, how do you return? By machzir b'simanim, to give back with simanim. Here, this is a simon, so you can't touch it. V'chayavin b'meiser, sh'arach shav das b'aylam alei, and you're chayavin, it's chayavin meiser, because the b'aylam did not give up hope. Right, they covered it. It's still theirs, and l'chora they're planning to come and get it. And therefore, both of these halachas switch. 2 points. A lot we could talk about here. Let's just go backwards. Maybe we'll talk first about the aveda, the simanim point. So we know there's halacha that if somebody finds something without simanim, no simanim, I find a money in the street without any simin, there's no mitzvah v'shavas aveda there because there's no simin. The b'aylam was misyayish. How could they get it back? But if there are simanims, then I give it back. There's a question that the Pnei Yeshua asks that is discussed by all the Achronim. The Gemara in Ksubis in the Bavli on Daf Yud Beis discusses Bari Veshema Bari Adif. Discusses Machlokes, if one person is sure and one person is Besafek, so Bari Veshema Bari Adif. That's what the Gemara discusses. So for example, the Gemara there talks about a person, Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you owe me money. And Shimon says, I have no idea. Maybe Reuven says, maybe Shimon's saying, I'm not sure if I paid you back or not. I remember I was going to. But Reuven says, you owe me money. And Shimon says, I am not sure. What's the halacha? Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Amri Chayef. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri Pator. Machlokas Amoram. What the halacha is? What's the svara? Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayef, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. Reuven is Bari, Shimon is Shema, Bari beat Shema. That's a better taina. And Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri Pater. Rav Yochanan say Pater. Why? Uki mamon becheskas mare. Cheskas mamon. Shimon has a cheskas mamon. He's not sure if he owes it. You're a bari, okay. But you have to prove it. I'm a mechaber levaraya. Cheskas mamon. You say it's yours, and he's like, I'm not sure. So at least that's strong enough to prevent you from taking it from him. That's cheskas mamon. What does it sound like from the Gemara, though? If there is no cheskas mamon, then everybody would agree that bari v'shema bari adif. Right, that's what it sounds like from the Gemara. The only reason that the second opinion holds that Bari Veshema Bari Adif does not work is because there's a Cheskas Mamon. The Shema has a Cheskas Mamon. He's holding the money. He's a Muchzak. But if he wouldn't be Muchzak, then everybody would agree Bari Veshema Bari Adif. So that's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha here. I pick up an Aveda. Hi, whose is this? I have no idea. Am I the Muchzak? I'm the Machzik. I'm not the Muchzak. Machzik means I'm physically holding something. I'll be the first to admit that it's not mine. It's not mine. I'm not the muchzak halachically. I'm the machzik. So I'm holding this. I don't know whose it is. I have no idea. Somebody comes and says, that's mine. That's mine. He's a bari. I'm a shema. Bari v'shema. And what do we say? I don't give it back to him unless he supplies simanim. Why? Why should he have to require to supply simanim? Bari v'shema, bari yadav, but there's no cheskas mamon. That's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Again, the Gemara in Ksubas Yud Beis sounds like the only machlokas is where there is a cheskas mamon. If there's no cheskas mamon, so then everybody would agree that bari adif, and by aveda there's no cheskas mamon. So why don't you say bari wit? So there are many answers to that question. It could be that Gemara sounds this way from the Rishonim there. Maybe Bari v'shema Bari Adif only is true by a strong Bari and a weak Shema. If you have a strong, what's a strong Bari? Strong Bari is, I'm saying something and I know that you know the truth. And therefore, I've got guts to say this. If I'm going to say, you owe me money, and the other guy's like, so that's a Bari's chazak, because that's the other guy could know. What's a Bari, a weak Bari? Hashavas Aveda. Guy comes out, it's mine. Well, I have no idea if it's yours or not. Right? So that's a weak bari. So it could be there are different levels of bari. A strong bari and a weak shema. A weak shema is like, you should have known. In the case of Shimon, oh, I have no idea if I owe you money. That's a very weak shema. You should know. So a strong bari and a weak shema. So maybe that's the only time that works. Bari v'shema bari adif, there. Or the Pnei Yeshua himself says, Pnei Yeshua himself says that maybe the motzi could say that, well, this is from Rov Ha'olam. You say it's yours, but there's a Rov against you, most of the world. And even though Ein Holchin B'Mamon Achar Rov, but you follow the Rov if there's no Cheskas Mamon. That's the Pnei Yeshua's answer. Pnei Yeshua says, maybe because the Motzi, the one who finds it, could say that, you know, Ein Holchin, there's a Rov out there that, who knows who says that it's yours? Okay, the Pnei Yeshua. But there are two other answers given by the Achronim. One is a number of Rabbi Kiva Eger and others. Is Hashemah Saveda really a case of Bari Veshema? Like there's a head-on collision between two tainas. I say yes, you say no. What's going on here? The potential person says, hi, it's mine. He's a Bari. What's the other person, the one who's holding it? He's not really up against the Motze. He's like, I have no idea. But maybe there's another person out there in the world that he would argue with you. It's a Bari against a nothing. It's not Bari Veshema. The Motzi Aveda doesn't know at all, but it's not that he's the Shema. He's a third party. This guy's a Bari. There could be another person out there that would argue. So it's Bari and no claim on the other side. And there's a third party that has a Shema claim. So it's Ke'ilu, the Motzi is saying, let's wait until somebody else shows up. That's why you need Simanim. Another idea. Fine, and then there's an idea that many Achronim say, and they say maybe it's a special din on Hashemah Saveda, special Zeres HaKasav, because the Gemara says twice in Bamitziah, in the second parak, Darshehu, Adarosh Achicho, so there's a special din, Darshehu Imhu Ramayo, though. Right, Darshan, you need to seek him out and make sure whether he is tricking you or not. There's a special din that even though he's not the Mochsak, we basically treat him as a Mochsak. We basically treat him as a muchzak until we know otherwise. Number of achronim point in that direction. I'll read it to you from Rav Gusman quotes this from Rav Chaim. Gusman quotes this from Rav Chaim. V'yisod anal dechazaras aveda who din miyuchad b'mitzvah salshavas aveda ve'ein lo shaychus l'mishpatei hamamon. You're right. Regular dinim mamonis, you should give it back. Bari v'shemeh bari yadif, where there's no cheskes mamon. Hashavas aveda is a special din. Special din. Midin mamon haylo schus. Aval din miyuchad ba'aveda darsheyu him ramai b'simin o al yidei edim. He quotes that, and there are other rias to this as well. But that's regarding aveda. There's what to talk about Gnev and Gzela, but let's first continue maybe, and then we'll get back to Gezel at the end. Hopefully there'll be time. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said again later on, or the Brisa, or back to the Brisa. The Brisa says, if there's a covered basket with leaves, I can't touch it, I can't take it, it will be Gezel. And there's a Chiyah Maisers because I assume that the person did this consciously, and it's covered, and there's Gemar Malacha, and now I have a Chiyah. So now the Gemara said, and what's the language of the Gemara? You're Chayiv in Maisers. Sha'ad achshav das baila malay. Up until now, the bas baila. Meaning, what do you mean, up until now? Was there like a limit? Was there like a limit in terms of my behaviors? So the Gemara says, ad heichan. What does ad heichan mean? How long, this is basket. There's a basket with figs covered by leaves. How long do I hold on to this basket? Meaning, at a certain point, it's going to start going bad. So this is rules of Hilchot HaShavah Saveda. There are Mishnayos in Bar Mitzvah. If I find something and all of a sudden it's starting to go bad, is there a point that I can do something? Or let's say it's an animal that's eating me out of my whole stock. Am I allowed to, do I have a chiyuv to like keep it until I go broke? So sometimes there are things that you could do. So here is an example. You could keep it until it starts going bad. Once it starts going bad, then you sell it. Then you sell it and you just put that money away, waiting for somebody to come. So ad heichan, ad kedei sheyochol litrom min hamuvchar. We change the girsa. Right? How long do you keep it? Until as long as you could take from these figs, min hamuvchar, meaning it's chosen figs that you can give for truma. And for truma, you have to give min hayafe. As long as it's still good. But lohaya yochol litrom min hamuvchar, once you reach the stage where it starts going bad, and it's not the choice figs anymore, and they're going bad, they're going rad, what do you do? Oso, so damim va'ochla. So then you change it into money and put the money away and wait for somebody to come. Right? That's the halacha, hilchas, hashavas, aveda. So what is this doing here? The next question. When I switched it onto money, Rabbi Yonah asked the following question. Damim ma'o sheyitzpalu b'mekach. When I switched it onto money, is that like a transaction? Am I like buying the tfua from the one who lost it? And then that's koveil amaisus because it's mekach, right? It's one of the six events. When I switch it onto money, is that like a transaction that I now there's a chiyuv? Let's say there was no, full fledged Gemar. Again, we said we have to be choshesh if the leaves are covering. But here, maybe this is a vadai. Do we say that's a mekach? Oh, me'achar shabayla motzino salo nitvlo. Or do we say no? Let's say I change it onto money, and the next day the bailam come. And I still have the fruit. They're like, I want my fruit back. He's going to be able to get his fruit back. So it's not really a transaction. It's kind of like in limbo. So is that called mekach? Look at the top ma'ara fold up. Damim maushi itbalu. Achar shesham osam badamim. After you evaluated the value, miyuchalech o mehen arai. Can you eat arai from them? Can you snack on them? Dinema that we shall say. Dashuma havilu kmu mekach. Vitova v'aser. Maybe you should say the estimation and the designation of money. That's it. That's like a mekach. And therefore, it's aser to snack on it anymore. O nema. Or do we say no? Holva habaylim lo yadu mizeh. Remember, the owner has no idea. He doesn't have das. You're going to tell me there's a transaction without das? He has no das. He doesn't know what you're doing. Ukshiyavo habaylim. And when the owner will come, motzina peiris min hamotzan, he'll be able to take the fruit if they're still existent. If the fruit is still around, he'll be able to take it. Ve'einbu mekach gomur. So this isn't a real mekach. V'lo nitzbalu. And therefore, it's not tevel yet. So that's the Gemara's question. In this case, where I change it onto money for this, the one who lost his fruit, do we say that's a mekach, and therefore I can't snack on it anymore until I take off chumas and maisers? Good. So Rabbi Mana answered in a question form, Hagatzbacha. He said, let me ask you this. Shaisen asuna befiv. What happens if, okay, I found it, so I start eating the figs. All of a sudden, while I'm eating the figs, the owner walks in. What's he going to say at that moment? Can I have my figs back? And you say, ah. Like the ones in the basket, fine. What about the ones in my mouth? You think he wants those back? No way. He doesn't want those back. So at that moment, they exist, but he's not going to want those back. So those are disgusting, but those for sure are considered mekach. Those are considered mekach. And if I'm able to eat those without being mafer chumas and maisrus, retroactively it's going to come out that I ate tevel. The rabbis would never allow such an occurrence. So therefore, says the Gemara, lo kimosu, isn't this disgusting? And therefore, he would not want it back. And yachalu lachzira, can you give it back to him? No, you're not giving those back to him, the ones from your mouth. And Omer Atkein, if you would say that you don't have to take off chumas and maisrus, that you don't consider it mekach, being koveya, lo nimso chol tevel amafrei, it's going to lead to problems. You're going to end up eating tevel, possibly. Not, the Gemara is again focusing, not what you ate already. Because what you ate already, you know, he didn't come. And that, that's not the issue. You can't say that was for sure mekach because he didn't know about it. And what you didn't eat yet, you can give back to him, fine. But is that what's in your mouth? What's in your mouth, he comes at that moment, he would know for sure. He knows. And he consciously would say, I don't want those back. Right, so at that moment, it's for sure mekach, so it's going to end up you're eating tevel. So it's impossible, says Rimana, that the rabbis would allow for such a possibility, and therefore it must be hada amra damim kemekachin. It must be that, again, this is all Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan must say that damim is kemekach, and therefore you would have to take off. You'd have to take off before eating it. Good. Matzah kalkala. What happens if you find a basket of figs that weren't covered? That weren't covered with the leaves. So then, what is the halacha there? So, b'makom, so that is an important chiddush. The Gemara is about to tell us, you use the principle of rov. Rov sometimes comes up in Hilchos Dini Mamonis, and sometimes in other areas, in Hilchos Kashrus, right here. B'makom, sharov machris en lashuk, where the majority of people in that area gather figs to bring to the shuk. Remember we said, to the shuk, so then you have to say that it's already Gemara Malacha. Because remember, if you find a potential buyer on the road, you'll give it to them right away. So if you're there for the shuk, so then also lecha min arai. So if you find a basket, you're not sure if Gemara Malacha took place or not. Because there are no leaves on top. So if most people there bring it to the shuk to sell, so then you can't eat from it arai. Because you have to assume, you know, they put it in the basket and they're going to the shuk. And it's already nikva. Umisak nevadai. And you're going to be mafreshi, but you don't know for sure. Maybe the owner already was mafrish, so you have to be mafrish it in a suffic way. Demai, take off truma gedola. You don't have to take off truma the other ones, right? And you can keep certain ones. But b'makam sharov machris and labatim. But if most of the people there use their figs to bring home, Remember what we said? To bring home, then it's not nikvah l'maisris until you bring it home. So if most people bring it home and you find a basket, then mutter lochem and arai. Then you're allowed to snack on it. You're allowed to snack on it because you can be somech on the rove, even lakula. Right? Even though here you're being lakula, you can snack on it. You might say there's a chshash of tevel. Doesn't matter. That's rove. That's the principle of holchin achra rove. That's a pasuk in the Chumash. Acharam lahatos. You go after the rove, and therefore here too, you go after the rove, and you're allowed to eat it without being mafresh. Umisakna vadai. And when you do the afrasha, it's vadai. Because you could assume this was not nikvah l'maisras. And if it was not nikvah l'maisras, nobody did the afrasha yet. And therefore, that's what you could do. Mechza al mechza. What happens? 50-50. So interesting. You did the research, and there's the exact same number of people that are sell it or not. So even though, at least just theoretically. So mechzal mechzal. If you want to stack on it in the field, misakna demai. You have to be macher on both sides. You're not allowed to stack on it in the field because maybe this person is going to take it to the shuk. But you're not mafresh vadai with the brachas and everything because that's also you don't want to allow that, so you have to take chumers on both sides. Misakna demai. Bachdisa labayis, but once you're going to bring it into your home, misakna vadai. If you're going to bring it into your home, so then you have to be misakna vadai because you have to assume that the hafrashas weren't done. So the Be'er Chai Kadyevsky, v'machdisa labayis, azlinabu lachumra, v'chashinan shemem na machdisa labayis nafal, v'mishrechuzu labayis nitbalu, v'misakna vadai. As it says. Okay, so that's in terms of finding baskets, and what is the halacha. Getting back to what we were talking about earlier, and that is the first Mishnah that we were relating to from Daf Chavav, and that is Mishum Gezel or Mishum Gineva. Okay, this comes up more in Baba Kama. But the Gemara in Baba Kama discusses what's the difference between Gineva and Gezela. Right here it says Gezel. What's the difference between Gineva and Gezela? Why is this called Gezel? Right, like if you find it, there's nobody there. There's Mishum Gezel. So usually, right, we understand that private versus public. That's what we usually understand. Geneva, the Gemara says, why do you pay kefil by Geneva and not by Gezela? Because by Geneva, you're scared of Hashem, but you're not scared of people. Right, I'm sorry, you're scared of people, you're not scared of Hashem. All right, because you try to hide it. It's theft. You try to hide it from people, but Hashem knows. So that's worse than Gezel, which is just go grab it from somebody and you don't care about Hashem or people, right? And then it's at least you're equalizing. You're an equal opportunity morid. So that's why Geneva has a chumra that Gezela does not have. But conceptually, there is much discussion because it doesn't seem to be so smooth that that's the chilek. So for example, the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva Gezela, Hilchos Gezela, the Rambam talks about all the quasi-gazlanim. All the quasi-gazlanim. Shoel shalomidas. I borrow something without permission. Shalech yad pepikadon. I use the item that I'm supposed to be watching. There's a number of quasi-gazlanim. They're called gazlanim. Even though you're not grabbing in that case, right? It could be that the other person doesn't know about it. So why is that called gezela and not geneva? There are many rayas to this that are quoted by the Mefarshim, by Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, another Achronim after him, talk about maybe there's a difference in the root Mechayev of Geneva and Gezela. Geneva is about the Maisa Geneva. Gezela is about the Hefsin Mamon. Gezela is about the loss that you're causing. So in all those cases of Shol Shalomidas or Sholeach Yad, there might not be a Maisa Geneva, a Mehotsa Merishus Bailim. It's just about the Hefsin Mamon. Geneva requires a Maisa Geneva. That's the Mechayev. Most of the time you have both. You have a Maisa Geneva and a Hefsin Mamon. The question is, what's the root? So for example, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Geneva says, Kol Agoniv Mamon Mishava Pruta Valamala Over Alosase. Whoever violates Goniv Mishava Pruta Lamala. The Kol Agoniv Mamon Mishava Pruta Lamala. Beginning of Hilchos Gzela, Hagozel Es Chaveiro Shava Pruta Over Balosase. Rav Soloveitchik wonders, why does it say Mishava Pruta v'lamala and by Gezela Shave Pruta? What's the difference between the two? It's a little diak, but there's many to add. So he quotes from his grandfather, Shechilich Chalos Din Geneva Mechalos Din Gezela. Gezela Chala B'chol Ofan Shadam Echon Ma'akiv Mama Chaver Bershu Sovein Machziro. If I have money of yours, I'm not giving it back, I'm a Goslin. V'yavo bishlo hotzias amamun mirshus bailam nechshav l'gazlan. Even if it didn't, if there wasn't a hotzah mirshus bailam, that's a gazlan. Me'idach chala rak kishahotzi mamun mirshus bailam. Geneva requires a ma'isa hotzah. V'anek shish ma'isa geneva mirshus aganav. If the ma'isa geneva lefichach. Hagonim and aganav. That's why if you steal from aganav, you might be called a gazlan because you didn't take it out from the rishus of the bialim. Gonim and aganav. In all those cases, you might not have a hotzah mirshus bialim. What about our case? Our case, it's not in the rishus bialim, right? It's left out in the street in a basket, right? So maybe that's why gazlan here and not ganav because there is no maisa. And then there are many other rayas to this. As well. One I like to quote is that the Gemara talks about, and the Rambam, interesting, quotes this in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Goniv manas l'mekat. Gemara and Baba Tziyat of Samach Aleph. What if I steal as a joke, in the elementary school, right? Some kid goes to the bathroom and somebody else takes their pencil. They come back, they can't find their pencil anywhere. Right? They look for it for 15, 20 minutes and then they give it back. I was just joking. I just stole it and I'm going to give it back. Goniv manas l'shalim. So the Rambam says that's asur, sounds like asur daraisa. Sounds like Asa Daraisa, but he only quotes it by Geneva and not by Gzela. Only by Geneva and not by Gzela. And the Rambam even puts it in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs is always just like three lines to capture the essence of the mitzvah. You don't go through all the halachas of every mitzvah. The Rambam usually quotes one halacha. So he quotes this by Geneva, Goniv Manas L'Mekat. Out of all the halachas of Geneva, you have to quote Goniv Manas L'Mekat. The answer is because maybe that highlights the Mechayiv. It's the Maisa Geneva. There is no Hefsin Mamon. I'm going to give it back in 15 minutes. I'm not causing any loss. I'm just causing you Agabas Nefesh. But Goniv Manas L'Mekat. But you're still on the Maisa Geneva. Right? That's a Maisa Geneva without a Hefsin Mamon. Some of the cases that I just mentioned about the Quasi Gazlanim, that's a Hefsin Mamon without a Maisa Geneva. Right, you're not doing a hotzah mirshus bialim. It's already out of mirshus bialim, right? Or so again, there are many other rayas to this, but that's a little bit maybe why it says here gezel because there is no hotzah mirshus bialim, but you will be causing a hefsid mamon. Okay, we'll stop here.